About 4 or 5 years ago, we were involved with our local council actually on listed buildings. And we went round our particular, which is Benfrey area, and we came across quite a few what we considered to be listed buildings. We put the proposal through to the council, and one or two of them were accepted. We have, in fact, still got, for example, a Victorian postbox. Now, how many people have got a Victorian postbox in their area?
Not that many. You see some George ones, don't you, sometimes? GR.
Yeah, GR, yeah.
But you don't really see that many VRs.
No, but we have got a VR in our particular area.
Oh, yes, nice. Yes, Keep hold of that. Yeah. Preserve that. Yeah.
And also in the conservation area itself, there's a little walkway through from the high street through to the station. It's only a small walk through for the old... And we've still got, although they're not gas lamps now, obviously, but we've still got the original gas lamp posts, actually, you know, in situ.
Oh, wow.
Of course, they're obviously electric now, obviously, but the original posts are still there.
Reminds me of the new Mary Poppins film. Gas lamps feature heavily in the new Mary Poppins. What about, one of the things I was reading earlier about Benfleet is the access to Canvey Island, because Canvey Way was a much more recent structure, wasn't it? The big main road that you go on if you're going from Sadler's Farm down to Canvey. And there is the smaller bridge that connects Benfleet and Canvey. But again, that's not that old. So what? Well, how did you used to do it?
Well, this again, you see, we're not talking to the early 1930s. If you wanted to go across to Canvey or vice versa, if the tide was in, you took the ferry boat, which was a chap rowing you across, cost you a penny, or if you're a bicycle, as well, it cost you tuppence. And if the tide was out, you could possibly get your feet wet, but they had what they called stepping stones.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah.
You could step all the way from Benfleet?
You could step all the way across, yes. You could.
Wow,
and
I did not know that.
And if you slipped over in your crinoline dress, as these young ladies used to do, you had a rather muddy sort of situation.
Yeah, not great for when you get to Canvey or back to Benfleet or vice versa.
So therefore, I mean, the bridge didn't actually go into the early 1930s.
And changed life, I should imagine, and made things much, much easier. In terms of the community archive, I guess you have relatively regular meetings, because it's not just you, the community archive, is it?
Well, obviously the word community itself obviously means that we're actually working in the community. And our base really is the local library. And we have regular surgeries in the library. We have used the library since its inception, that's the archive inception. We've used it for displays. We've used it to talk to children. We've had school children coming down. We've had classes of children in there. Mothers and toddlers also go into the library. So it's just it is the hub as far as Benfleet is concerned.
And rather topical, seeing as we've been talking on drive time today with the resignation of the Essex County Councillor to do with libraries.
Precisely.
The consultation is ongoing at the moment with closures.
If I'm allowed to say, we actually have got two meetings in Benfleet in 2 weeks' time, on Tuesday the 22nd and Friday the 25th, where the people from the Essex Libraries will be coming down to have public consultation. So I do sincerely hope that the good people of Benfleet will hop along and make their voices felt, because it is an extremely important part of our particular community. If we don't have the library, where will we, as an archive itself, where will we actually meet? We've got to think of that as far as the future is concerned. It's one of the things we will be talking about in our next committee meeting.
Yeah, and the good that the consultation is happening and, you know, people are coming to Benfleet to be able to speak about it. Mike, if people are listening to this and thinking, well, I've got memories, or, you know, my dad or my granddad or whoever it might be has got some memories to share, how can they go about sharing their thoughts about Benfleet with your group?
Well, as I said before, you've just got to go onto our website. It's quite easy. You just either Google Benfleet history, and you'll come up with various selections, which I think is about the second or third one down to be selected, or actually put in Benfleet Community Archive. And once you get into the home page, it tells you all about us. There's a little section on there and across the top and say all about us. And also there is a telephone number on there. I won't bother to give it out at the moment, because nobody's got a pencil next to them. Have they at the
Probably
moment?
Probably not. So, no. It'll be a bit of a rush to try and get one.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the details are
online. All the details are on there. So you can do it, or we can actually go around and see you. If you phone us or you contact us, we can either see you in your home, you can come to us. But generally speaking, we do use the library. So if you've got photographs, bring them along. We can actually copy them while you're there. So do come along and see us anytime.
Wonderful. Mike Day from the Benfleet Community Archive, thank you for your time this evening.
Thank
Wonderful
you.
To have met you.